So we're going to do it a little bit differently today. Rather than me doing all the work, actually you're going to do the work. So we're going to turn to Mark chapter 15. Starting from, we're going to look at Mark 15, starting at 22 to the end. So it's basically the crucifixion and Jesus being buried. So I'm wondering if someone might like to read that out for me, that passage. I'm going to get a few different people, don't worry. Won't be the only one. To the end of the chapter. Yeah, 15 from verse 22. Thank you. Okay, so what we're going to do, just turn to the right page, is we're going to do, in our home group, we looked at a book called Sensible Shoes, and through that they took us through different types of ways to read the Bible and pray, and this is one of those times. It's called Praying with Imagination. So I'll just read out what's written. For centuries, Christians have used the imagination as a way of encountering God in prayer. Our minds are filled with stories, images, and memories which the Holy Spirit can use to bring us into deeper intimacy with Jesus. Praying scripture with imagination allows the Spirit to guide us into the places of insight about ourselves and God. Begin by quieting yourself in God's presence. Invite the Holy Spirit to guide and direct your attention and imagination as you encounter Jesus in a scene from the Gospels, which is this scene. Then slowly read the text several times to become familiar with the landscape and the plot. Then begin to imagine the scene. What do you see, hear, smell, feel? What does it look like? Who is there and what do they look like? What's the mood of the scene? Invite and trust the Spirit to guide you as you watch like a movie playing in your mind of the story that we just read about. Once you have imagined the scene, picture yourself inside the story. So choose one of the characters that are people that are mentioned in the account. Don't worry too much about complete accuracy, but imagine yourself as that person, as that scene's unfolding in your mind in that movie, and actually enter into the text. Watch what the characters do, what they say. What does the Spirit invite you to put? Which character are you? What do they say? What does Jesus say to you? What do you want? Engage in conversation with the characters in the text. Don't worry about making things up. Trust the Spirit to speak and reveal God's truth to you as you pray. Then prayerfully reflect on what you experienced in the text. What does God want you to know? How does this experience of prayer draw you close to Jesus? So what we're going to do is we'll read it one more time in a different version, and just as we hear it a second time, think of which character you might feel that God is asking you to relate to in that story. It might be in through the process of the crucifixion, one of those, or even in the end part where Joseph of Arimathea comes and takes his body to the tomb. Does anyone have the Living Translation? Yep, thanks, Michael. Do you want to read that one out? Verse 22. Okay, so what we're going to do now is have like a quiet time of your own with God, just pondering over the scripture, deciding maybe on a person in that scripture. There's lots of them. There seems to be a lot of people in this particular scene. Choose one of them and just imagine yourself as that person walking through as you read the scripture quietly to yourself, and just note down anything that God might be saying to you about that through that particular part of that story. Okay, we'll have about 10 minutes or so to do that. So Michael, can we stop the tape? How are we going? Sorry to break into you. A little bit guilty, kind of can see you quite engrossed in that. I'm going to just read out what I felt God say to me, and I've always found this quite challenging to do this, to enter into something like this, but I'm trying to teach myself how to do that better because I think I can see the worth in it. I'm just going to read what I felt like I got from this passage, and I felt to do the last section, which talked about Joseph of Arimathea. And how he was feeling and thinking. I am determined to do this task of getting Jesus' body ready for burial and laying him in a tomb in a bigger cut-out rock. This is my rock that I'm going to use for this and will go straight away as I can see that Jesus is dead. God has laid this heavily on my heart to do, to give. Sorry, I've written this in bright green. It's a bit tricky to read. I should have thought of that when I wrote it. To give honour to him. I'm waiting for God's kingdom to come. I believe Jesus is part of that, so I must go and ask if I can take Jesus' body. I have the rock ready for where I will take him. As I come before Pilate, I feel the weight of what I am doing, gathering together all my courage. And out tumble the words, "May I have Jesus' body?" Straight away, Pilate turns to find out if Jesus is dead. My heart is pounding, unsure of the outcome of my request. When the centurion says he is, and Pilate turns to me, I'm so relieved, but pleased I can fulfill what God has asked me to do. Before I could get Jesus, I needed something to wrap him in, and thankfully I was able to buy this on my way to where Jesus was. Once away from the noise of the markets, I removed Jesus from the cross, wrapping him before I carried him back to my tomb that I had especially prepared for this. I'm so thankful that God has shown me to do this as I look forward to what he has said, to what Jesus said coming true. To make sure no one steals the body, I have a large stone ready at the tomb to place in front of it. Thank you, Father God, for helping me to do your will today, for being a part of caring for Jesus in this way. Help me to continue to be obedient to what you tell me to do. And I just felt like I could just see his incredible obedience to do something, and I just tried to stick within the passage in Mark. I did have a little look in the other bits just to clarify that it was his tomb that he'd purchased, because I had that in my head. But apart from that, I tried not to read that, just to see it from Mark's perspective and what he remembered of that time, and just how he was totally obedient to what God said. If he hadn't done that, you know, it wouldn't have happened. And not that he wouldn't have, because it was what God had predicted and all those things, but just his incredible capacity to embrace what God wanted him to do. And in the world we're living in right now, we have, you know, people have need of a saviour, and it just challenges me afresh, you know, to be obedient to the call that God's given us in Matthew 28 to go and make disciples so that they can come to know Jesus too. So I found that very, very touching, but encouraging, because this is what I know God is calling me afresh to do, that all of us are called to do that. Yeah, did anyone else want to share something?
of this rebel. We will hear more.
Thank you. Anyone else want to share something? That's all right. You know, God's with you. I'm sure he was telling you what to do. Yes. Yeah, who knew about COVID, hey? He did, but we didn't. That's exactly right. Biggest curveball for a while in this world. Yeah. Thank you. Well, you did really do what I asked, really, actually, just in your own way. But they were a part of it, even though they weren't written there. So I did, actually, I thought the same thing. I'm sure there were disciples there, but it's not mentioned. So anyone else? Well, I hope that... Oh, Michael, did you want to say something? With Pilate, yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, for most of us, if not all of us, we've heard the scripture a lot. and to try and embrace a character in it. It helps you to see it with a slightly different eyes to how you might have read it before, and I think that's really important because it brings out other truths that you maybe hadn't noticed before. Oh, I'm glad that you've all got something. That's neat. Did you want to share anything, Lauren? Yeah, it's been pretty powerful for them. Emotionally, quite challenging, I'd imagine. Yeah. Well, on that note, you know, Jesus did go to the cross. He did take everything that was ours, that was wrong, and take it with him to the cross so that when he rose again, that we would know that we could be set free from those things. So I'm going to get us to just personally take our time. We've each had an encounter with Jesus at the cross this morning as we've read through this scripture. And if you would like to help yourself to some communion, Father, we just thank you that you had a plan and many people were involved in that plan to enable that plan to come about. But mostly we thank you for Jesus who took our place on that cross, so that we could have our relationship with you restored and therefore get to spend eternity with you. We just commit the bread and the wine into your hands and speak to us through these this morning as we continue to meditate on what you've done for us. Just ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll get you to come and get your things, your emblems. Take them in your own time.